This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in full swing, man. Welcome to the last hour of the show. And as you know, throughout the month of August, here on the Capricorn Adventure, right, we will be celebrating and shedding light to some of the progressive women in the province. We are doing so right now. They're leading ladies who carry the melodies to all the songs we love and listen to. And joining me this afternoon, right, in studio right now, she's an artist who carries so much versatility in her. She can fit anywhere with that majestic voice. And her name is Tolerance T.D. Hole. But we all know her as T.D. Hole, right? So yes, representing Sashewa Adventure Family, help me welcome the one, the only T.D. How are you doing?
Blessed, thank you.
Yes, being a blessing is amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you well?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling energized.
Super.
Uh-huh.
Super.
All right. So I think for now I need to take it back. Since I spoke about, you know, the majestic voice and all, let me take it back to when did you realize, you know, that, you know what, you are ready for this. You have love for music and this voice deserves to be in studio.
Actually, let me just start it from here. My mother is the one who realized that I can sing.
Wow.
I think I was 7 years old. She decided to tell me to sing in church. And then thereafter, after she passed on, I decided to go on with what she would love to see me doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I started, it was, I think my son was 8 months when I joined a gospel group called, I forgot the name, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
It was 2002.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually started 23 years back because my son is 23 years now.
Your son is what?
He's 23 years old.
Oh, okay. Now. Okay.
Yeah. So when I started, he was 8 months old. I started with the group. And then later on, the same year, I joined an Afro jazz group called Kombom and Maria Pula.
Okay.
As a backing vocalist. And then I joined a theater play called Limpopo the Musical, whereby I was a dancer, an actor, a choreographer, and a lead singer.
Zonke bonke.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. And I mean, since we're speaking about this, I mean, over the years, right, you've been part of several, you know, singing groups, as you mentioned, one for gospel, Yungwagadi Jazzy, you know, and I mean, how do you feel, you know, these groups have helped build you as a person?
Firstly, let me talk about theater.
Mm.
Theater has told me to know the importance and the bigger role that Limpopo is playing in South Africa.
Uh-huh.
Because that's where I noticed this and this and that. Like, the president is from Limpopo. Somebody who's working in Joburg doing this and this.
Yeah.
From Limpopo. Then that's why, like, the ZZ2, they mention a lot of things.
100%.
Yeah, so that's where I realized that, oh, then Limpopo is big. And then I decided to write a song out of that. And then with singing with just people, they told me some kind of singing, whereby you know that when singing jazz, it's not like you're singing gospel.
Mm.
There are some techniques that you have to use there.
All right, all right. So, I mean, since you're saying that, that shows that you're a versatile person. You're a versatile artist.
I am.
You know, you're a really, really versatile person. I mean, you do Bola House, Afro Jazz. I mean, with everything that you do, right, how do you feel what the importance of an artist should? An artist should actually be versatile. Being versatile is actually important.
It's very important because, remember, okay, when I grew up, the music that we used to listen to was Boom Shaka, Lebo Mathosa.
Sure.
Let me say, I think it was house, ne?
Kwaito.
Let's say, yes, you're
Kwaito.
Right. And Akamafukati.
100%, it was Kwaito.
Yeah, we never thought that there would be another genre after that.
True.
You understand?
True.
So if you're focused on one genre, and then there comes a new genre, then you've got a problem. You're no longer working. Then you have to go and maraka somewhere.
I hear you.
Yeah, I was on a span.
Yeah.
You understand? So when you're versatile, you know that, okay, now it's my piano. I go into my piano, I check maybe producers that are doing my piano, and then you go, you know you'll fit in.
Yeah.
And when it's house music, you go, hey, I see your note inside.
Because your voice needs to adjust as well, Titi. I mean, let's take it to a Gilemo Bolo housing. You different. So let's talk about a person that is going to try what you are doing, right? Oskalabalo experience, I swan. Again? Now, going back to that, Titu blind, Gacho, no hono tana wadimara house, o hono tana wadimara hip hop, o hono tana wadimara ball, o hono kore. Her voice changes, but it's still the same, the melodies and whatever, right? Mara, let's say Matoto and King Bash, naga blind, diga hip hop. Again?
Okay.
Ekita naga rabole abantula, yo! Hey, voice ya Matago, kimo vango the legacy. Wangushore kara ore. So, I mean, it can't be that easy.
Yeah, it can be, but actually what I can tell you is, you know, God has given us different talents.
100%.
So, God can give you a voice, and then you're a singer, you're a dancer.
Uh-huh.
And there comes somebody else who's a dancer and an actor, but they can't sing.
Yeah.
So, you understand? No, Let me just say, what God gave me, it's platinum. It's
Tango?
Yeah.
Platinum status.
It's amazing. No,
I hear you. But take me through, you know, your song-making process. What is it that you feel inspires your lyrics?
Back then when I was doing Afro Jazz, what was inspiring me was nature.
Mm.
Yeah, like there's a song that I did that I'll be recording not long. It's Na ye kumile mo Africa bo bora ya go tshwelela ka lekhumola mabu ke kumile kama fela le ruo le temo. You see, it's nature.
Okay.
So when I went to Afro Bolo, I decided to speak about my life because there's something about me. Yeah, ke to idaka ena and I'm jalon diela flop. So I can even thank the ex Jaga because they make me make music.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Experience.
Yeah, I'm one person, I cry in studio.
Mm.
There's a song that I did. I was staying with somebody. I was in love with him. Then something happened. Yeah, you know, so if he's listening, he stole money from me. We are friends now. We don't have a problem. And then I wrote a song called Tilodimata Satasa.
Okay.
In the song, I'm saying, Johanna determined it's a pisha. Katanaka talk. I pelele. Chanjolan jiki pelele. Chile pare. Yaba leda.
We accelerate le kura le
mafini. Ah, bona, ke bon di patape.
Ah, man. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. And you know, what are the challenges? Are there maybe challenges that you still face, you know, as a vocalist and as an artist?
Let me tell you something. Yeah, may the Lord help me so that I don't cry. Because this is... This is too much. You know, the past 2 months...
Yeah.
I guess sure I had depression or I had stress. Because I had a long time when I was in the village, I bleed. Sorry.
No.
I can cry and laugh at the same time. I'm an actor.
You are within.
Yeah, because I had no gigs.
Mm.
And it was because it's winter and I didn't plan for winter.
100%.
Even though Maraki Gitemide, because I know winter is slow, Mara, I decided maybe to be reckless somehow financially.
Mm.
But that is one of the challenges. The other challenge that I'm facing now, this one is too much. What about this genre, Afro Bolo?
Sure.
You have to be tough in the heart.
Yeah.
Because this generation, my 2000.
Yeah.
Baka udio rongale o. Oh, I get to overka box street. Yeah, because to them, it's like we are competing.
Aha.
And now coming from back then, when we were doing music, I always tell people, there's Brenda Fassie, there's Beyonce, there's Yvonne Chaka Chaka, there's Usher.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to tell you is, everybody is doing it their own way. So everybody is good in their own way.
Only.
So nobody's competing. But, you know, they come with this thing of, like, you can even post and say, hey, I made this song, and then they'll write the Marao Pale Mama.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You know, why?
Guys, yeah, I can even tell them if they're listening now, change that thing. We are not about that.
Mm.
And the big thing that as needed in the arts. We have to love each other as artists.
Mm.
We don't have to have that spirit. Say we as bad or ngreska, kona collaborator and stuff.
Yeah.
But the way they're doing it, but you're even carrying. Lagre fita staging ukare ro computer ya na mam thama mang komatata. We don't know.
No, it's not. We're not the same people.
No. So at first in French, because it was the first time experience at this kind of a thing, but. In the Afro Bolo. I then recall during, I remember this artist before I joined this Alkabona, this thing, Bamoroga, Mara, she kept on, he kept on. Oh, meaning this is how it works.
It works.
Okay, fine. Once.
Oh man, we're still hanging out with Titi, right? Titi Ganete, she's our progressive woman of the month, man. Do let me know, as we still are having a conversation with her, let me know if you have any questions, any compliments for her. She's right here in studio with us, 079-896-226. I see a message that came through. Barabeta, beta, nice one and good work, right? Here's another message here. That says, I am so proud of you. Thank you for giving us women such a good name. Itubeleng from Linyenye. So, yes, those are your messages, Titi.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
How far much? How far much?
Ah, get really.
I'm sure you're It is the progressive women that we are hanging out with. So, Titi, I mean, let's talk about, you know, the future now. You know, we got to know you. We got to know where you come from a bit. But let's talk about the future. Where does Titi love or would love to see herself in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years?
Yeah. Nyogopono le kai.
Eish.
Nariye. Unameche bas. Urlo unameche bas.
Unameche bas, ne?
So in 5 years, bas yer nyogopono le tsi. Baba wotla ngoso. Speak things into the future.
My own way. I'm one person who believes in God.
100%.
I'm one person who believes in everything that's happening in my life.
Sure.
So, ranch, ke ba lentshola rang reng ka ke botsa gore ke nyoko dialo tsa diso. Ke to feletsa ke ba disappointed and end up blaming God.
I hear you.
So what I can tell you is, I've seen God directing my life in a way that I never thought I'll go that direction.
Mm.
And he has been directing it a perfect way, a good way.
100%.
There was a time I was blind because of losing my mother.
Mm.
I lost my mother when my son was 8 months and I was just raped.
Yeah.
I was raped by 4 people.
Yeah.
So I couldn't handle that thing of carrying a child. I just lost my mother. And then kisa na le trauma ya rape. Mara from there ka ba start think I'm not blind. Wo ka sone le nna.
Yeah.
Mara lo jelo ga se jelo.
Ora ro bo chupa ngwana.
Yeah, and then God saved me. Mudimancha from I get tsabeng ke bekele ka eng ke bekele joang by now because of the what I went through. So the reason why ko botsa so is because of ntwele reng I've been gara yona. Mara God decided to pick me up and tinta marole this is not where I want you. Mudimo amfa direction katama ka direction ya mudimene ya tsamaya in a very good way. I always thank people ge ba ntebeletse ba you don't look 40 it can only be God.
It can only be God.
Oh, when tshola re ka nete mudimo on saveile on protectile after all these things. So even the future now everything I do ke ba lentjela azanga kana na re nke tata ke dia mowe ko wena ya ba known like it did.
Yeah.
Mara because God decided to direct it that way.
That way, yeah.
It went that way.
Ah no.
So future yaka it's in my creator's hands.
100%. Awonkarabile mothaka. But so over the years, I mean, you've worked with, you know, a lot of artists, a number of artists, and you know, there's some artists I'm sure you still hope to work with. That you haven't worked with as yet. Are there certain artists you wish, or you know what, kinyaka collab le
mothola? Yeah, I'd love to have a collab with Thandiswa Mazwai.
I did not see that one.
She's a powerhouse. She's got that voice that I would love to kinyoko nyanya something out of her. Yeah, and I feel like if ngaba le something liena,
sure,
then something yeah, like that, make feel or create from her.
No,
she's one of the artists by Loring from back then. When I follow an artist, normally I follow them according to voice. Katarina, my voice with hers.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, yesterday you dropped, right?
Yeah,
but again.
Mitanto.
Mitanto. Alright. So why the name Mitanto? And I mean, knowing you as a versatile artist, what genre is the EP?
The genre is Afrobolo.
Okay.
The song Mitanto, I did it back then with my producer, 071 Nelly the Master Babe.
Dango.
Salute to that guy. Yo, I'm blessed to have him in my life. We did it back then. Skamakala. It's just like with Afrobolo, we speak too much about vibe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's where I decided to. I know, so I know if I can make a song for Matwaka Badilala.
So, Kiona Yamitanto.
Yeah, Mitanto.
So, Erao Ring, Mitanto. For those that don't understand.
Mitanto, into Tanta, it's like sugar.
Yeah.
It's too sweet. Something that's very sweet. Okay. It's like honey. Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, it is your first EP?
That's my first.
So, who did you work with on this project?
I worked with Zoli, Zoli Smoke.
Okay.
A very humble soul. I appreciate what she did. That's the love. When I speak of, we don't have to fight as artists.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of things that we must sometimes do. When I say, can you please come and do a collab with me? She came with a pure heart.
100%.
And I thank her very much. I did the Mitanto song with her.
All right. And I mean, how many songs are in this project? And, you know, where can people find this EP?
The EP will be on all social platforms.
Okay.
After 10 days.
All right.
When I'm saying that, I mean, like, all iTunes, like...
DSPs, Kamunga.
Yes, actually. Thank you for that.
100%.
Thank you. 100%. Yeah. It is 5 songs. It's Mitanto. It's talente, into wake talente. You feel chaba mangi kona. And then there's a song, yeah. And a guagua wana. If I meet your bosso, one wheat mille. What a tagana nacho. And there's a song called what? It's 5 songs.
I want to jam a jolonyana. How's that goish, Ahantina?
I come on, I think I saki jolly man.
Oh, I so goish. I see season yell and joe goish.
Oh, okay, kiss a folanyana. I'm not telling mama fellow. I can follow a kitchen no guanyana. I can follow right. Get a well like a man. I saw who put what I got on
Patapa.
I'm such a heat. I can't claim.
Go send him a heat after he. Oh man, look, I mean, we're still celebrating you women. It is Women's Month. And what would you like to say, you know, to all the women that are tuned in right now?
Before I say anything, let me sing something that I wrote for my mom. There's a song I wrote for my late mother, may her soul rest in peace.
Okay.
Mama waka oliva dilesa foli moyengi. Mama waka kobo tsoko elka ska too much enga ya too much
enga utlone like
yeah kill come cry baby
that was for your mom.
Yeah, that was for my mom. Utunga ibolelang for basadi ka go dia basadi basadi. Let's keep on praying. Generation, yeah, no, it's the devil is at work. The devil is at work. Rabana mikhole, la bona di crystal di tira ing mana ba rena ing and stuff. And I believe the only solution is prayer.
Yeah.
A wona yung, a kenyo kolo bucha maga. There's no other way. And wona lintu ngwa uska kitibela ware, why me? Lilinchula mudimu lere, a wona ntulo ringi kata yelo ringi, it's above the power that I've given you.
Amen.
So, ntungo le ngwe ita mwena. it's just to come or when now there will be a testimony that you know or but now I fought a good fight.
Yes.
So let's keep on praying, and then I believe or re ro wa kwata makannete. Oscar di mixa, elo ro ya madubleng ya madule. Oscar.
Oscar mixa ya sala.
Oscar ya seven colors. Yeah, believing ya gago. Akinya tshe believe ya motho nine my life.
Yeah.
Motho mongolo mongontho lo re ya merekela. I will say ya go ntho yo berekelang mara ke shora ono motho a sareng di munthushe mapelo.
No, can't.
So let's keep on praying for our kids. Are tieng and basadi are berekeng tshela tsha o lebella majita di sa bereka
mabuti bolela gape
are zuleng mafedu
bolela gape
aye we ona it's very big
yeah.
are yemeleleng akere sala ba re ba chinchiche ba 50-50
yeah
sala ba idea neng ke khale ne 50-50 ela ira o reng re yemelele
yeah
because ba nna ntse ba le ka ho di maga so 50-50 ke ask a current ring ropa van na won worry you could rather
100%.
Yeah, let's do the 50-50. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you meleleng? Ish. You're Nike on a hulu, and I thank you.
Oh, and I thank you. Before I let you go, Titi, where can people get a hold of you on the socials and for bookings?
You can check Titi Khole on TikTok is Titi Khole.
Yes.
On Facebook is Titi Khole. And if you want to book me, you can use a 072-042-3050. Hopala, let's come phone like a music video, please.
Ari Diera, pe number you were basko phone like a
music video. Let's come phone music video.
Anyo go banasa fatel.
Ah, Emma.
Manori.
Number ke 072-042-3050.
Ari lebogeng Titi. Thank you so much, Titi Hole.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming through. You're a powerhouse. You know, you're destined for greatness. You're
Thank
a woman.
Amen.
And you're doing amazing.
Amen.
You know, may God bless you. May he strengthen you. May he uplift you.
Amen.
May he elevate you. And may ever, wherever your destiny is headed, may you reach there. And may you understand and remember why he put you there.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you very much.
And that's how we wrap it up.
Stay blessed. Stay
yes.
Blessed.
We're about to wrap up with her song. It is called Bosso, right? Do let me know what you think of the song. 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226. What is the EP dropping? 10 days?
It dropped, but after 10 days, it's available.
It's available. Yes. Okay, so let's wait on that. 10 days it is. Titi Khole.
There's a link on Facebook. Check Titi Khole
yes.
on Facebook. I've put a link yesterday. If you want it, you can also inbox me. I'll send you the link.
Dango, that's how we wrap it up.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.